You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders getting set for men's basketball, the second game of the year for both teams. Let's begin with a look at Dakota State. The Trojans beat Northwestern at the buzzer last Thursday in men's play. Tanner Heiser had a game-high 35 points. Made 7 of 14 three-pointers. Kyle Kilgore converted 18 points and had 4 rebounds. Trojans were 34 of 69 from the field and 9 for 24 on three-point attempts. They made 13 of 19 free throws. Northwestern had a 39-29 rebounding advantage, but committed 16 turnovers, 6 for the Trojans. Last year's Dakota State team finished the season 19-14 at the NAI National Championship, where the Trojans made a first-round exit. For the defenders, they returned their top two scorers from last season, Leighton Sampson and Dalton Franken. Sampson has been slowed by an ankle injury up to this point. He will play this evening, but in all likelihood, it will be limited minutes. The defenders scored 87 points per game last year, allowed 84 points per game. Earlier this year, actually this past Saturday, they opened the season with a win over Calvary Bible. And that was a relatively easy win for the defenders, 106-54. Dort had a 73-25 rebounding edge, converted 40.4% of its shots. They forced Calvary into 23 turnovers. Dort attempted 89 shots in the win. Taylor Feenstra was good for 16 points and 9 rebounds. Dalton Franken converted 14 points. Zach Bussard came off of the bench to score 12 and grab 8 rebounds. Alex Terster and Leighton Sampson had 9 points each. Sampson also grabbed 8 rebounds. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the probable starting lineups for tonight's game right after Dort this. College. Everybody wants information on the road. Shooting out a few texts, making sure everyone that unable to listen to today's game or have access to the internet is able to get their desired information. Let's take a look at the probable starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the defenders, 1-0 this year under Coach Ross Dalma. They will start number one, Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell, a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center. Number three is Alec Hendrickson, a 6'2 sophomore from Spirit Lake. Marcus Winterfeld wears number four. He's a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center. He scored 7 points in the game on Saturday. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 junior from Atlantic, Iowa. He had 14 points in the win Saturday over Calvary. And rounding out the starting five will be Taylor Feenstra, a 6'7 junior from Hull. He scored 16 points. That was a game-high 16 points for the defenders on Saturday. Some of the other players I anticipate seeing: Chad Barkema, a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Falls. Alex Terpstra, a 6'4 senior from Highlands Ranch. Leighton Sampson, a 6'5 junior from Worthington. After that, it's anyone's guess, in all honesty, as we start to feel our way through this rotation. Could see Chandler Brunsting, a 6'1 freshman from Hull. Could see Danny Voss, a 6'1 senior from Ripon, California. Josh Van Langen, a 6'6 freshman from Sioux Center, also figures into the mix in terms of the rotation this season. For Dakota State and Coach Gary Garner, their starting five look like this. They will start zero, Brendan Boomsma, 5'9 junior from Crooks, South Dakota. Number 12 is Kevin Daniels, a 6'3 junior from Cincinnati, Ohio. Averaging, he had 11 points in the win over Northwestern. Kyle Kilgore wears number 15. He's a 6'7 senior from Adrian, Minnesota. He scored 18 points in the win over Northwestern on Thursday. Ian Bars is a 6'4 junior from Rapid City, South Dakota. He had a bucket on Thursday. And Tanner Heiser is a 6-foot senior from Watertown, South Dakota, by way of Northern State University in Aberdeen, South Dakota. He lit up Northwestern for 35 points last Thursday. Some of the other players that figure into the mix for Dakota State: Marquise Chapman, a 6'3 junior from Allen, Texas. Nathaniel Rohan, a 6'2 junior from Zimbrado, Minnesota. Number 33, Falcon Elbers, a 6'3 junior from Pine Ridge, South Dakota. Bobby Farqua, a 6'7 junior from Allen, Texas. And Justin Folkers, a 6'9 sophomore from Mission, South Dakota. He scored 8 points last week off of the bench. That's a look at your starting lineups. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break. We'll be back with basketball in a moment. Earlier this evening, the North College Defenders victorious over Dakota State in women's play, 76-68. We're having the introductions of the starting lineup for the men's contest, which will be starting shortly. Checked on the women's soccer game earlier this evening. Not going well for the Defenders thus far. They trail Hastings on the road 2-0 in the quarterfinal round of the GPAC tournament. The North College Defenders, obviously a must-win situation if they want to advance on to a semifinal play on Saturday. North College in their road black jerseys. Gold numbers and lettering trimmed out in white. Dakota State in their home whites with blue numbers and letters trimmed out in gold. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We are just about set for basketball. And the opening tip is up and we are underway. Tip controlled by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell across half court. He passes left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the wing. Feeds it down low. Feenster facing up 12 feet from the hoop. Left baseline. Double team. They bring it. Nothing there. Jumps it across to O'Donnell. O'Donnell kick out pass. Right side. Three on the way from the corner is good for Winterfeld. Marcus Winterfeld with the three-point bucket. And the North College Defenders take the lid off the bucket, 3-0. 3-0 our score. Kyle Kilgore with it. He passes over to Boomsma. Boomsma feeds it to Kilgore on the pick and roll. Boomsma in the lane. His 10-footer is good. Boomsma to Kilgore, and Kilgore finishes it off from straight on. His 2-point basket cuts into the lead, 3-2. Henriksen with it out front. Alec passes over to Franken. Franken right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell spin move off of the glass. No good there for the rebound. And the putback, though, is Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra with 2 points. And the defender lead is 5-2. 5-2 our score. Heiser with the basketball. Heiser in between the circles. Passes left side over to Kilgore. Kilgore out front. Boomsma. Boomsma with it on the left wing. Boomsma feeds it inside to Kilgore, and Kilgore can't hang on to it. Kilgore and Feenster are pretty similar in build. That's going to be a battle between those two. O'Donnell will bring it up for the Defenders. Andrew O'Donnell across half court. Kevin Daniels giving ball pressure. Pass is taken away. The steal by Heiser as he jumps the pass route. Layup is up and good. And a foul on the play called on O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes down awkwardly. Make sure he's okay. And Heiser will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Looks like O'Donnell is okay, but boy, came down a little bit awkwardly and right on that first row of the bleachers. Free throw by Heiser is up, and that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Frank, and Franken gives it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the right side gives it to Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken at the free throw line. His runner from 10 is good. Dalton Franken with the runner. North College leads 7-4. 7-4 the score. So Heiser failed to convert the three-point play. Give and go back to Heiser. Heiser, two-point bucket, good. 7-6 our score. Kilgore on the give and go that time. Lob pass down low for Feenstra. Feenstra with it. He's going to face up now against Bars. No, that's Kilgore. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken, Henriksen. Henriksen on the right wing. Back left side it goes O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three ball. In and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra, and Feenstra is going to be called for a charge. Taylor Feenstra whistled for the charge. He went to muscle it up. Our officials tonight, Randy Hagedorn, Corey Oldrich, and Sean Johnston. Easer will run point for Dakota State, takes it across half court, gives it off to Boomsma. Boomsma left side to Daniels. Daniels pull up from 12 is good. Kevin Daniels with a two-point bucket. Dakota State has their first lead at 8-7. Neither team putting together stops yet. Alec Henriksen lets fly with a quick three. It's good. Alec Henriksen, the fourth different player for North College to score. Four different players have one field goal each. Heaser with it, guarded by O'Donnell. O'Donnell fights over the top of the screen. Layup is no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Winterfeld. Marcus Winterfeld whistled for his first personal. Well, they pronounce it Heiser. I had thought it was Heiser, but Heiser misses the free throw. He's 0 for 2. Doesn't strike me as the type of player who's going to miss many free throws. Terpstra's in for the defenders. Leighton Sampson also in. Feenstra out along with O'Donnell. That free throw's off the side of the iron. No good. Heiser 0 for 2. On that trip from the free throw line, 0 for 3 for the ballgame. Winterfeld with the basketball on the left side. Winterfeld gives it off to Franken. Franken, Henriksen. Henriksen, right wing. Henriksen feeds it down low for Sampson. Sampson, kick out, back over to Franken. Franken, three-pointer, whispers through. Dalton Franken with 5 points, and the defender lead is 13-8. 13-8 our score. Dakota State basketball, Heiser. Gets it out front, Barce. Barce, three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken gives it off Henriksen. Henriksen drives into the lane, his shot no good. A little overeager on the offensive end for the defenders. Pass comes right side over to Heiser. Heiser on the wing. Heiser gives it up to Daniels. Daniels, fadeaway three. Boy, you don't need much of a shot clock so far in this one. And a push called on Kyle Kilgore as he did not have inside position. He went over the top of Leighton Sampson for that rebound, and the defenders have the ball back, leading 13-8. While I would imagine at some point tonight we're going to see some ball pressure by Dakota State for the time being, they are holding off, though. With it right side, it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up his dribble. Winterfeld throws to no one in particular, taken away by Heiser. Heiser with the basketball. Heiser looking for someone to pass to, picks up his dribble, passes over to Daniels. Feed it down low to Barce. Barce working against Winterfeld. His shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Kilgore. Heiser back over to Kilgore. Kilgore lay in good. 13-10, North College up three. Henriksen with it. Henriksen over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken. Franken off the glass, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State basketball, Heiser out front. Heiser with it. Heiser back over to Barce. Barce, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Back we go the other way, racehorse basketball so far. Barkema waiting to check in for North College at the next break. They get it to Sampson, they double down, now they retreat. Dump it off underneath Winterfeld. Winterfeld bucket, good. Two-point basket for Winterfeld. Credit the assist to Sampson. As Dakota State brought the double team, then retreated, and then brought it again. Barce has it, guarded by Winterfeld. Winterfeld forces him to give it up with the basketball. Daniels. Daniels, Boomsma. Boomsma, left corner, guarded by Terpstra. Back to Kilgore. Kilgore to Barce. Barce in the lane, his shot no good. Gets his own rebound back, shot no good. Shot blocked by Sampson. Rebound, Henriksen. North College doesn't have the numbers, and Henriksen has it swiped away. Long pass into the front court. Heiser, breakaway, layup, good. Six for Heiser. North College leads 15-12. 15-12 the score. North College in front. Pass up front, Terpstra. Terpstra in between the circles. Terpstra looking down low for Sampson. And trying to feed it down low, and it's kicked away by Daniels. It will be Dort College basketball with 15 seconds on the shot clock. They'll inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell back into the ballgame. Barkham's in for the first time tonight. Also in is Josh Van Lingen. O'Donnell feeds it over the top. Terp. Terp. Double clutch three. Missed it too strong. No good. Rebound tipped out and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Dakota State basketball. Youthful lineup here. Van Lingen, Barkema. Then you've got Sampson, O'Donnell, and Terpstra, the old men of the group. A senior and two juniors. Dakota State basketball. They pass it to Justin Folkers. Folkers gives it back over to Heiser. Heiser to Chapman. Chapman three, no good. Rebound fought for and tipped and controlled by Van Lingen. Here comes Dort College and O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the left side. O'Donnell gives it up. Van Lingen. Van Lingen dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson working against the 6'9 Folkers. His shot no good, but there for the tip-in is Van Lingen. Josh Van Lingen getting free for the putback, and the Dort College defenders lead at 17-12. Boomsma gets it on the left wing. Feeds it down low for Folkers. Back over to Boomsma. Boomsma. Kick over to Folkers, and Folkers travels with it on the baseline. It'll be Dort College basketball back. 12:39 left to play in the first quarter. Beg your pardon, in the first half. Always got to make the transition from women's to men's basketball. Obviously early in the year, trying to shake some rust off. O'Donnell gets around his player, lays it up with the left hand. It's good. 19-12, Dort College by 7. Dakota State basketball. Heiser brings it up. Gary Gardner calling a play from the sideline. We have a foul on the play. Running through a screen, I believe it was Leighton Sampson. Sampson runs through a screen set by Kevin Daniels. So Leighton picks up his first personal. He'll check out of the ballgame. Taylor Feenster will check in. Dakota State throwing the ball in, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Heiser. Heiser in the corner, forcing him to give it up. They get it back over to Boomsma. Boomsma to Chapman. Chapman back to Heiser. Heiser drives the lane, and we've got a foul called on Andrew O'Donnell, and O'Donnell has a second. Might be it for O'Donnell for a little bit. So that's team foul number five on Dort College already. One foul on Dakota State. Pass over the top to Bobby Farquhar. Heiser tries to feed it underneath. Taken away by Terpstra. Saves it in, but throws it into the hands of Boomsma near midcourt. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College, they say. Randy Hagedorn says Dort College touches it last. Dakota State will have it. Henriksen is in. Terpstra checks out. Throwing it in will be Kevin Daniels for Dakota State. Daniels gets it into Boomsma. Boomsma launches a three. It's good. Brendan Boomsma with 5 points. He had two against Northwestern. And the Dort College lead is 19-15. Henriksen with it, driving into the lane, drops it off for Feenstra. Feenstra. Farquhar is whistled for the personal foul. Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line. And Taylor will shoot two. He's an 86% free throw shooter. Dort College hasn't scored in a while. Dort College leads now 20-15 with another free throw on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Feenstra makes both. Dort College leads 21-15. They hand it off to Farquhar. Farquhar tries to jam it home, and he misses. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. Long pass, right side, Boomsma. Boomsma, Heiser. Now that's Heiser. Heiser, three, good. Tanner Heiser with 9 first-half points, and the North College lead is 21-18. 21-18 the score. Pass out front, Ben Langen. Ben Langen back over to Franken. Franken down to the baseline. His jumper is good. 7 points for Franken. 23-18, North College by 5. 10:55 remaining, first half. Heiser passes right side to Chapman. Chapman over to Boomsma. Boomsma gives it up. Three-pointer on the way is good. Kevin Daniels, a long three. North College left him alone, and he throws in the three from a good step behind the three-point line. Henriksen drops it off for Feenster, double-teamed. Taylor against Farquaad, and they're going to call Feenster for steps. Feenstra and Farquaad that time banging down low. Dakota State will get the basketball back now, trailing by 2, 23-21. Dakota State walking it up with Brendan Boomsma. Boomsma across half court. Boomsma with it in the center, with it in between the circles out front. Passes left side over to Daniels. Daniels to Barce. Barce into the lane. Barce gives it off to Farquaad. Farquaad misses it. Rebound taken away by North College and Franken. This is Henriksen, left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the wing. Winterfeld with it out beyond the three-point line. Gives it up Franken. Dalton, three, good. 10 first-half points for Franken, and the defenders lead 26-21. Well, Franken looking as comfortable in terms of shooting and on offense as I've seen him in a couple of years. More reminiscent of his freshman year, at least, through the first 10 minutes of this contest. Kick out pass, Dakota State with a long rebound. Kevin Daniels. Daniels drives the lane, loses it. It's blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 26-21, a media timeout. The Dort College defenders leading by 5. Dalton Franken leading North College thus far with 10 points, a couple of threes and a couple of twos. Marcus Winterfeld has 5. Taylor Feenstra has 4. And everybody else has 2 or 3. Tanner Heiser has 9 to pace Dakota State. Brendan Boomsma and Kevin Daniels have 5 points each. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile, by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Also made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Pass into Barce. Barce over to Boomsma. Boomsma with the left wing. Comes back to Barce. Barce guarded there by Winterfeld. Comes over to Heiser. Heiser will guard, drive in. Caught up in the air with no flight plan. Comes right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen drops it off for Winterfeld. Winterfeld in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound off of the hands of Sampson. And here comes Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. They feed it down low. With it is Kilgore. Kilgore with it. Kilgore bumping his way against Sampson. Kick out back over to Heiser. And Heiser knocks down the three. Tanner Heiser with the three-point bucket. 26-24, Dort College. He is up 2 with the basketball as Winterfeld. They feed it underneath to Sampson, double-teamed. Winterfeld, layup is good. Marcus Winterfeld with 7. Dort College leads 28-24. Heiser passes left side. With it is Kilgore. Kilgore right side, Boomsma. Boomsma with it in between the circles. Boomsma will let fly with a quick 3, no good. Long rebound, ripped down by Kilgore. Comes over to Barce. Barce to Heiser. Heiser back to Boomsma. Boomsma with the basketball. Boomsma back over to Heiser. Heiser right corner. Barce, 20 to shoot. Backdoor cut, Heiser. Heiser's shot is blocked out of bounds by Sampson. It will be Dakota State basketball, and Heiser wants the foul call. Dort College will defend the inbounds pass. Dakota State throwing it in. Ball's inbounded with the basketball as Heiser. Heiser feeds it off. Boomsma. Boomsma lob pass down low for Bars. Bars with the basketball. Bars spins into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball up the floor. Winterfeld, top of the key. Feeds it back over to Franken. Franken drives the hoop. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Dalton Franken with 12 first half points. North College leads 30-24. Dakota State with the basketball. Heiser guarded there by Henriksen. Heiser looking for Bars, finds him, top of the key. Now Boomsma. Boomsma guarded there by Terpstra. We'll reset the lineups in just a moment. Kilgore back to Bars. Bars shot no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra hands it off to Henriksen. Henriksen will walk it up. Henriksen with the basketball. Back over to Terp. Terp on the right wing. Alex Terpstra looking for the pass. Instead gets it left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld feeds it down low for Samson, and a foul called on the play against Dakota State, and Gary Garner's hot. On the floor for the defenders, it is Winterfeld, Franken, Henriksen, Terpstra, and Samson. Now Barkham is going to check into the ball game. Checking out will be Winterfeld. For Dakota State, they are countering right now with Daniels, Chapman, Boomsma, Farquhar, and Heiser. Dalton Franken, jumper left side, good. Dalton Franken with four twos and a couple of threes already. He's got 14, and the defenders lead 32-24. 6:50 remaining, first half. Pass to Farquhar. Farquhar, hook shot in the lane. Baby hook is good. Bobby Farquhar with a two-point bucket. North College leads 32-26. 6:37 and counting. Left side, Barkema. Barkema feeds it up front. Terp, three on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State finally. And up and running is Daniels. Daniels with the basketball. Six-point lead for the defenders. Daniels trying to cut into it. Puts it up. Blocked by Barkema. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Feenstra is in. Sampson checks out. Bars is into the ballgame as well for Dakota State. Checking out will be Daniels. Marquise Chapman throwing the ball in. Chapman feeds it off. Three on the way. Heiser left that one short. No good. Long rebound, though, and Bars comes up with it. Three-pointer from the corner. That one's off the mark. No good. Farquhar able to walk. Feenstra under the basket. Takes away the rebound. But there to take away the outlet pass to the perimeter was Terpstra. Terpstra, three on the right side. Sets his feet. Three. Good. Count the hoop. And a foul called on the rebound against Farquhar. Terpstra demands the basketball on the wing that time. Nobody matched up with him. He recognized it. He was clapping his hands for about 3 seconds before Henriksen gave it to him. And now North College will inbound again as Farquhar got called for the foul with the ball in the air. That's foul number two on Farquhar. 5:55 remaining. First half of basketball. North College 35, Dakota State 26. Henriksen to inbound the basketball. Back over to Terp. Three. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema double team. Back over to Franken. Franken in and out. No good. Think that's the first shot he's missed this evening. And Barkema gets called for a foul on the rebound. Oh, they're going to call that one on Taylor. I thought it was going to be on Barkema. Josh Van Lingen checks back into the ballgame. So two freshmen on the floor at the same time again for the defenders. 5:40 remaining. Pass comes out front with the basketball as Folkers. Folkers 6'9 on the perimeter. Passes over to Marquise Chapman. Chapman to Heiser. Heiser puts it up, trying to draw some contact, unable to do so. Van Lingen comes away with a rebound. Van Lingen feeds it off over to Henriksen. Henriksen running point right now for the defenders. And Van Lingen is pushed from behind. The foul's going to go on Folkers, his first. And that's team foul number five on Dakota State in this half. Dalton Franken inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Franken gets it away to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen, Terpstra. Terpstra deep left side. Feeds it to Franken. Franken, jumper from 10. Good. Dalton with another two. He's got 16. And the defenders lead 37-26, and Dakota State wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
They're alive.
Dakota State down 11 with a basketball. Pass goes right side over to Folkers. 4:55 and counting. First half of basketball. Pass goes left side over to Chapman. Chapman underneath Folkers. Folkers working against Ben Langen, and Folkers goes over the top of Ben Langen for two. And the defender lead is 37-28. Henriksen up the floor with it. He passes right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken. Franken gathers. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Well, you got to the point where you're believing every shot Dalton's taken tonight is going in. Odd to see him miss one. Barsh drives into the lane. Barsh shot good. Ian Barsh with a two-point bucket. And just like that, Dakota State has cut the 11-point lead down to seven. Sampson and Winterfeld waiting at the scores bench to check into the ballgame. 4:05 left to play. Pass goes left side over to Barkema. Barkema looking down low for Ben Langen. They feed Ben Langen. Ben Langen, baseline, good. Josh Ben Langen, nice footwork there. Able to square up Justin Folkers. Knocks down about a seven-footer from the left baseline. Boomsma, lob pass down low, Folkers. Folkers shot no good, but the help defense, a foul called on the play against Dalton Franken. That's number one on Dalton Franken with 3:40 remaining in the first half. Would love to get Dalton to halftime with just one foul. He's had the hot hand offensively, 16 points thus far. First free throw is off the mark, no good by Folkers. Folkers 2-for-2 coming into the ballgame. Ben Langen checks out, as does Barkema. Sampson and Winterfeld are back in. 3:40 remaining. Second free throw is up and good for Folkers, so Folkers with 3 points. And the defender lead is 39-31. Henriksen will bring it up against ball pressure applied by Daniels. Daniels forces him to give it up to Sampson. Sampson at the center, at the top of the key. Here's Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, and he has it stripped on the way up. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Beg your pardon, last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Henriksen to throw it in. Throwing the ball in will be Henriksen. Henriksen triggering. Gets it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld three. Left it short. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State basketball. Down eight with an opportunity to cut into the lead. And Leighton Sampson is going to be called for a foul on the fight for position in the lane. Van Lingen's going to check back into the ballgame as both Feenstra and Sampson now have two fouls each. So Sampson checks out. Free throw on the way for Folkers, front end of the 1-1. He makes that one. He's got another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. 39-32. Folkers makes one of two. Henriksen with the basketball. 3:05 remaining in the half. They get it underneath to Van Langen, and Van Langen is fouled on the play, and Josh will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. The Dakota State faithful underneath that hoop doesn't agree. I would expect nothing less. Van Langen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2, the Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Sioux.com. Winterfeld comes away with a rebound of the missed free throw. So Van Langen made one of two. Here comes Dakota State. Shot is up and good by Daniels. He'll go to the free throw line now to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That's a possession you like back if you're Dort College. Winterfeld will check out of the ballgame. Barkema checks back in. So the free throw on the way for Daniels. Daniels with 7 points tonight. And it'll stay at seven as he plants that one on the back iron. Rebound cleared by Dalton Franken. Franken gets it away to Henriksen. Here comes Dort College. Henriksen goes high post. Van Langen. Van Langen. Franken. Franken turnaround, no good. Missed it on the left-hand side. Turnaround from about 12. And Dakota State has it. Heiser. He passes left side over to Daniels. Daniels to Bars. Bars looking. Gets it back over to Daniels. Daniels. 15-footer left elbow is good. Kevin Daniels with a two-point bucket. It's 40-36. Dakota State chipping away at what was an 11-point lead. And got it down to four. Dort College in a little bit of foul trouble here. Sampson and Feenstra on the bench with two fouls each. Steal on the perimeter. Pass is taken away. Here comes Dakota State with a chance to cut the lead down even further. Heiser puts it up over the top of Franken. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by by Terpstra. Terpstra gets it across half court. And the Dort College defenders are going to use a timeout. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Women's soccer in Hastings. Dort College trails 2-0 with 36 minutes left to go in that quarterfinal round contest. Earlier tonight, Dort College women's basketball victorious over Dakota State 76-68. Here in this one, Dort College leads 40-36 with 1:48 remaining in the first half of play. Has not been a great first half. Dort College has played well in streaks, but moments ago they were up 11 at 37-26. That was at about the 5 or 6 minute mark. And since then, Dakota State has outscored Dort College 10-3. Cutting that 8-point lead, that 11-point lead, down to where we are right now, 40-36. Henriksen runs off a screen. His three is good. Alec Henriksen with six, both on three-pointers. Dort College leads 43-36. The Dort College went to Henriksen out of the timeout for a set play. Left side pass, Chapman. Chapman, Bars. Bars, three, good. Bars answering with a three. 43-39, Dort College leads by four again. Bringing the basketball up will be Henriksen. He goes left side over to Barkema. Barkema to Terpstra. Terpstra on the left wing. Terpstra to Franken. Franken put it on the floor, and Bars took it away. Bars was able to dig down on him. Passes left side over to Daniels. Daniels to Chapman. Chapman to Bars. Bars driving in. Scoops it up. Layup, good. Bars with back-to-back buckets. It's 43-41. Two-point lead for the defenders. 35 seconds left to go in the game. 12-second difference. Shot clock and game clock. Jumper from 15. No good by Van Langen from the left elbow. And here comes Dakota State with a chance to tie or take the lead at the end of the first half. 20 seconds and counting. Heiser has the basketball. They're going to look at give a high-low look on the near side with Folkers and Bars. Now they send Folkers to the left elbow, and he's going to pop out, run a screen. They give it to Folkers. Folkers, layup, good. 1 second remaining, and that's the end of the first half of play. Our score, 43-43. That's our first tie of the ballgame, and it comes at halftime. And Justin Folkers got free for his fifth and sixth points on the pick and roll. And the Dakota State Trojans make a comeback late, turn an 11-point deficit into a halftime tie. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back in Madison, South Dakota, where the Dort College Defenders and Dakota State Trojans are tied 43-43 at the half. Dort College was up as many as 11 points in the first half of action. Dakota State, though, closes after Dort College was up 37-26. Dakota State outscores Dort College 17-6 to tie it up at the end of the first half of play. Dort College, 17 of 33 from the floor, 51.5%, 6 for 12 on threes, 3 for 4 on free throws. Dakota State, 18 of 39 from the floor, 46.2%, 5 for 15 on three-pointers, 33.3%, 2 for 8 on free throws for 25%. Dakota State out-rebounding Dort College, 22-20 in the first half of play. Turnovers, Dort College had 12, Dakota State had 10. I beg your pardon, reading the wrong column. Dort College, 7 turnovers, Dakota State with 4. Individually, Dalton Franken with 16 points. 7 of 11 from the floor, 2 for 3 on threes. 7 for Marcus Winterfeld, 6 for Alec Henriksen, 5 for Josh Van Langen, 3 for Alex Terpstra, and 2 for Andrew O'Donnell for their total of 43 points. For Dakota State, Tanner Heiser with 12 points, 9 points for Kevin Daniels, 7 for Ian Bars, 4 for Kyle Kilgore, and 3 for Brendan Boomsma, 6 for Justin Folkers, and Bobby Farquaad with 2. Ian Bars has 6 rebounds for the Trojans. Dalton Franken has 5 for the defenders. Josh Van Langen has 4. O'Donnell and Winterfeld each have 2 assists. Sampson has 3 assists. Alec Henriksen has 2 steals. Andrew O'Donnell limited to 4 minutes of playing time in the first half due to 2 early fouls. Dakota State's Kyle Kilgore has 3 assists. Tanner Heiser has 3 steals. We're at halftime, tied 43-43. Back with a look at the women's game right after this. Women's basketball earlier tonight, it was Dort College defeating Dakota State 76-68. Dort College was led by Paige Angbers with 20 points. She was 5 of 11 from the three-point line. 12 points for Kim Cruz, 14 for Shea Palama. Annie Rinesmith had 10. Dort College led almost the entire contest. Dakota State was topped by Kennedy Wagner with 27, and Brianna Olson had 16. Dort College women are now 1-0 this season. Dakota State falls to 0-2. Coming up this week, tomorrow night, Dort College volleyball. The defenders travel to Mount Marty in Yankton, South Dakota to take on the Lancers. Start time at Laddie Semple Arena is at 7:30. You can hear that match on KDCR. We have Thursday night off. Doubleheader of basketball on Friday. The women will be facing Mayville State. The men will be taking on Valley City State. On Saturday, Dort College football, the defenders hosting Concordia. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. You can hear it on KDCR. And then we jump right from football to women's and men's basketball. Women's basketball at 4 o'clock versus Jamestown, followed by the men's game, also against Jamestown. That is scheduled for a 6 o'clock start time. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break. We'll be back with second half play. Dakota State basketball as we resume play. Second half of action, 43-43 our score. Dakota State left side, it goes over to Boomsma, guarded there by O'Donnell. See how long Andrew can go without picking up his third personal foul. Daniels gets the pass underneath. His shot no good. Tap no good. Rebound, loose ball, and it's picked up by Heiser. Heiser comes back. Left side over to Bars. Bars out front. Boomsma. Open look at a three from straight on. Missed it. No good. Long rebound taken away by Dakota State and Kevin Daniels. Daniels goes left side. They feed it underneath to Kilgore. Kilgore facing up against Feenstra. And they throw it into the backcourt, and that's going to be a violation. Picked up by Heiser in the backcourt. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. In front of the Dort College bench, Marcus Winterfeld will throw it in. Winterfeld gets it in to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell working against Daniels. Passes right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up his dribble. Marcus with the basketball. Marcus trying to go back door. It's taken away by O'Donnell. Here comes Daniels. Daniels puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Winterfeld. Marcus Winterfeld whistled for his second personal foul. And Dakota State will go to the free throw line with Kevin Daniels. Daniels 0 for 1 this evening from the free throw line. Dakota State has not led in this one. They can change that here with Kevin Daniels, the 6'3 junior, shooting free throws. First one is up and through. He's got 10. And Dakota State has their first lead at 44-43. 44-43. Another free throw on the way. This one's off the heel, no good. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball back, trailing a point. With it, O'Donnell. O'Donnell goes right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball on the wing. Marcus picks up his dribble. He's guarded there by Heiser. And Heiser is whistled for the hand check out front. Heiser whistled for the personal foul. So Heiser guarding Holstein. Pardon me, Winterfeld, and it's taken away by Heiser. Heiser jumps the route. Layup is good. He's got 14. 46-43, our score. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell picks up his dribble, goes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the left side, looking down low, feeds Feenstra. Feenstra double-teamed. Back over to Franken. Franken straight on, 17-footer is good. Dalton with 18. Dort College back to within a point at 46-45. 46-45. Dakota State basketball, Heiser. Heiser on the wing. Heiser driving in, nothing there. Kick out, Daniels. Daniels, 15-footer, double clutch. It's on the rim, no good, but a foul on the play called on Kilgore. Kilgore whistled for the personal. Kyle Kilgore, the 6'7 senior from Adrian, Minnesota, whistled for his third foul. And up off of the bench will be Folkers. Kilgore will check out. Kilgore had 18 on Thursday against Northwestern. Here tonight, battling foul trouble, he's got two. Winterfeld inbounds it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen on the wing. Alec gives it up left side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld driving in. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with 9 points. Dort College retakes the lead 47-46. Winterfeld that time able to change his trajectory in the air and got the short shot to go. Kick out pass, Barce. Barce, three. Didn't have a good grip on it. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell left side, Franken. Catch, fire, three. Got it. Dalton having one of those nights. 21. Dort College leads 50-46. 3-point bucket by Franken, and the Dort College defenders have scored now. Seven in a row. Dakota State basketball on the right side. Heiser. Heiser to Daniels. Daniels working against Franken. Puts it up, blocked from behind by Franken. Out of bounds, it'll be Dakota State basketball. Barce checks out. He's unhappy. Chapman checks in. 17:03 remaining. Daniels to throw it in. Gets it into Folkers. Folkers bucket good. Justin Folkers with 8 points off of the bench. Matching his output from last Thursday. Right side pass, Henriksen. Henriksen, Franken. Franken, jump stop, feeds it underneath. Feenstra, Feenstra layup, good. Taylor with 6 points. Dort College leads 52-48. Dakota State basketball goes over to Chapman. Chapman gets the return pass. Comes over to Boomsma, Boomsma. Boomsma to Daniels. Daniels to Boomsma. Boomsma with it on the left wing. Boomsma beats it right side back over to Daniels. 10 to shoot. Daniels splits the defense. His layup is good. Daniels taking it hard to the basket. He's got 12. Defender lead is 52-50. 16-10 remaining. O'Donnell out front. O'Donnell passes it back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld bumped on the play. Kicks it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking down low for Feenstra. Bounce pass Feenstra. They don't bring the double. Feenstra hook shot in the lane is good. Taylor Feenstra with 8 points on the hook shot. Dort College leads 54-50. That's an easy move for a post player. One-on-one, he put it up over his left shoulder. Ball deflected, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Feenstra and Franken check out of the ballgame. Terpstra's in along with Sampson. O'Donnell, Winterfeld, and Henriksen also on the floor. Pass goes into the corner. Heiser, Heiser, three ball. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Daniels, though, and Daniels with a putback. Kyle Daniels having a game. He's got 14. North College leads 54-52 on the putback. Comes left side over to Terpstra. The lead down to two. Terpstra on the wing. Feeds it down low. Sampson. They don't bring the double. Now they do after he puts it on the ground. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Farquaad. Farquaad gets it away. Heiser. Heiser left side. Boomsma. Boomsma inside the three-point line. Comes back over to Heiser. Heiser guarded there by Henriksen. Drops it off for Kwa. For Kwa fouled on the play, and that foul is going to go on Sampson. That's number three on him. Winterfeld will check out of the ballgame. Barkema is going to check in. Farqua is going to shoot free throws. Bobby Farqua, a field goal in the first half for his 2 points. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing. For all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. And by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. First free throw by Farquaad is good. He's got 3 points. A second free throw on the way for Farquaad. 15:02 remaining. That's in regulation. Another free throw on the way for Farquaad. 6'7 junior from Allen, Texas. And he's pretty well put together. He knocks it down. We're tied 54 all. 15 minutes remaining in this contest. Our second tie of the ballgame. The other tie came right before the half. Terpstra, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Terp. Terp, three ball, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Daniels. Daniels up the floor, right side it goes Chapman. Chapman driving in, and a blocking foul called on Dort College and Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for number three. No, that's going to be Henriksen, beg your pardon. I had thought it was number one, but Alec Henriksen is going to be called for the personal. His second. Team foul number three on the defenders in this half. We're still tied 54-54. Heiser on the elbow. Tries to feed it underneath. And it's out of the reach of Marquise Chapman. And the North College defenders will get the basketball back. Barkema hands it off. This is O'Donnell walking across the half-court stripe. And we've got a foul away from the ball. Ball's going to go on Dakota State and Farquaad, I believe. That's his third. 54-54 our score in this non-conference contest. Pass comes into Van Langen. Van Langen drops it off for O'Donnell. O'Donnell up in the air trying to save it. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Well, at times it has looked like the first game against a similarly talented team for the defenders. Three players in their first truly competitive contest tonight. And they have looked like freshmen at times. Bobby Farquaad, the turnaround, he's got five. And the defenders trail 54-56. Farquaad got it in pretty deep and put it in over the top. Then Langen trying to cross over Farquaad, instead kick out Terpstra. Here's Barkema. Barkema on the elbow, lost it. It's taken away. Here comes Daniels. Daniels with a layup with the left hand. It's good. 16 for Daniels. Dakota State has opened up a 58-54 lead. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. 58-54. Dakota State up by four. Back with more after this. We have known there would be growing pains for this team, with three freshmen playing significant minutes in all likelihood in the rotation. And we're seeing some of those growing pains right now. See if Dort College can snap out of it here. Trailing 58-54. O'Donnell with the basketball. Henriksen, right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes back to the top of the key. Andrew drives in, draws some contact, slams it off of the backboard. It's good. O'Donnell caught in the air, able to create something. And the defenders trail 58-56. 58-56 our score. Boomsma on the right wing. Lineup for Dort College. We'll reset it in just a moment. Farquaad with it for Dakota State. Off of the backboard, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen with a deep on the right wing. Henriksen back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell comes back over to Henriksen. Up front, Franken. Franken left side. Gets it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld looking for the cutter. O'Donnell. O'Donnell underneath. Didn't have his footing. Gets it instead over to Franken. 10 to shoot for the defenders as they try to swing it side to side. O'Donnell with it. Trying to feed it down low. Kick out pass. Henriksen. Shot no good. And we've got a foul called over the top on Dakota State and Kevin Daniels. Josh Finlingen had the inside position that time. And Daniels picks up his first personal foul. On the floor for the defenders right now, Feenster checks in. O'Donnell, Franken, Winterfeld, and Henriksen. Pass comes in to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Franken. Franken 12-footer off the heel. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Heiser. Here comes Dakota State up two. Left side it goes Daniels. Daniels kick out. Folkers. Folkers baseline jumper from 15 is good. Justin Folkers with 10. Dort College trails 60-56. Comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to feed it to Franken. It's tipped. O'Donnell comes up with it. Back over to Franken. Franken to O'Donnell. O'Donnell in the right corner. O'Donnell, 17-footer. Good. Step back, two for O'Donnell. He's got six. Tough move. And the defenders back to within two at 60-58. 11:38 remaining. Right side pass, Farquaad. That's Daniels. Daniels caught up in the air. Winterfeld blocked it. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman, three, missed it, too strong. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Franken. Ahead it goes O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Catch fire, three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Folkers. Folkers gives it off to Heiser. Heiser with it for Dakota State. Heiser passes left side over to Folkers. Folkers to Boomsma. Boomsma with the basketball. Boomsma driving in. Right hand layup. Left side no good. Rebound Winterfeld. Winterfeld will bring it up. The freshman takes it across the stripe. Marcus hands it off to Feenstra. Facing up. Puts it up in traffic. His shot no good there for the rebound. And the putback is Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld with 11. We're tied 60-60. 10:33 remaining in the second half. Left side pass goes over to Chapman. Dort College tying it up. Our third tie. First one came right before the half. Left side Boomsma. Boomsma three. Good. Brendan Boomsma with his second three. He's got eight. And the defenders trail 60-63. Defenders down three. Right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen, Franken. Franken left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell feeds it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra faces up his 12-footer. Won't go down. Rebound though. Taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld times it. Gets the put back. Marcus now with 13. Dort College back to within a point at 63-62. 63-62. Feed it down low. with it right side. Goes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld comes away with a rebound. Winterfeld picks up his dribble. He passes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Feenstra. Feenstra has Winterfeld open underneath. Can't find him. Hook shot by Feenstra. No good, but now we've got a foul, a push-off called on Winterfeld. Well, we've gotten to the point where it's media timeout time. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Winterfeld got called for a push on the rebound. Dakota State will have the basketball when we resume play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing Dakota State 63-62 here in Madison. Left side pass with it, Dakota State. They get it to Rowan. Rowan shot. No good. Rebound cleared by Henriksen. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Kilgore picks himself up off of the floor. Racing back, and Heiser ends up kicking it away. It will be Dort College basketball. Barkema is back into the ballgame. Winterfeld checks out. Gone final in Hastings, where the Hastings Bronco women's soccer team defeats Dort College by a final score of 3-0. Dort College women's soccer season comes to an end in the quarterfinal round. And now we have a question at the scorer's table in terms of fouls. And I believe they're saying that Winterfeld has four fouls. I look up at the board and they've got four for him. I've got him down for three on my tally sheet, but my stats, as I always say, far from accurate. Pass comes over to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. And O'Donnell, we had a travel called before O'Donnell got it. Terpstra is going to check into the ballgame. Barkema checks out. Well, I am curious. I'm going to check the live stats and see what they have for Barkema, or pardon me, for Winterfeld in this one. I just don't remember him getting that many fouls. I'm not saying that it's not possible. Yep, they've got him for four on the official stats as well. Now we've got a foul called on the perimeter against Dakota State. Kyle Kilgore. Some might think that would be a makeup call. Dort College with the basketball, O'Donnell. Dort College down 163-62. Comes over to Feenstra. Feenstra at the elbow, lost it, picks it back up. Puts it up over the top of Kilgore. O'Donnell shot no good on the putback attempt, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It's going to be Dakota State basketball. They ended up looking around the triangle, and finally somebody had to make the call. Life on the road isn't always easy. Dort College has to play through this. Pass goes right side over to Rowan. Rowan with the basketball. He passes left side over to Heiser. Heiser feeds it down low with it. Kilgore. Kilgore playing with four personals. And he's just fouled out of the ballgame. Put his shoulder into Taylor Feenstra, and Feenstra went down like a sack of potatoes. And Kilgore will foul out of the ballgame with 2 points and 7:59 remaining in this contest. So Feenster checks out. Sampson is back in. Funny things happen over the course of a game. Andrew O'Donnell hands it off to Alec Henriksen. They give it to Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Sampson to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it at the top of the key. O'Donnell back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, three ball, bang, bang, bang. Henriksen with his third triple, and the Dort College defenders back in front by two, 65-63. Out front, Boomsma, Boomsma, right side, Heiser. Heiser guarded there by Henriksen. Comes back, left side, Boomsma, Boomsma, lob pass underneath to Folkers. Folkers muscles it up, good. Justin Folkers with 12. We're tied 65-65, 7:15 remaining. Andrew O'Donnell brings the basketball up for the Dort College defenders. O'Donnell goes right elbow. Sampson. Sampson facing up against Folkers. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell has a lane to the basket. Cut off. Gets it away. Terpstra. Terpstra three. Got it! Alex Terpstra with the three-point bucket. North College leads 68-65. 6:45 remaining. Driving in is Heiser. Heiser layup, count the hoop, and he is fouled. He drove in with the right hand, got to the hoop. Foul's called on Terpstra. For Alex Terpstra, that is his first, I believe. And Heiser will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. For Heiser, that is his second field goal of the second half. Misses that free throw, but coming away with a loose basketball was Folkers, and the possession is extended. Driving in, Kevin Daniels. Daniels with 9 second-half points. And Dakota State retakes the lead, 69-68 on that four-point possession. Got a two-point basket, missed the free throw following, got the offensive rebound, and got a bucket. Pass underneath to Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play. Layton will go to the free throw line to shoot. A one-and-one opportunity for Layton. Layton scoreless thus far. Layton definitely doesn't have the snap that he has had in past years, coming off an ankle injury. And Sampson will go to the free throw line for the 1-1, 6:16 remaining. Free throw is short, no good. And it's tipped out and controlled by Folkers. Folkers grabs it off the deflection. 69-68, North College, down one. Folkers on the pick and roll. His shot, no good. And the rebound taken away by Terpstra, flat on his back. He's trying to take the charge, ended up on his back, and grabs the deflection. Pass to Terpstra. Terpstra driving in. Sampson. Sampson with a bucket, and they're going to call him for a travel. The argument Coach Ross Dalma is going to give is that the reason he traveled was he had a player up on his back and might be viewed as a valid argument by some, but tonight it's not going to change things, and Dakota State will come back the other way with the basketball. 69-68, DSU with the basketball. Left side pass, Boomsma. Boomsma out front to Chapman. Chapman gets the return pass. Comes back right side, Heiser. Heiser dumps it down low, Folkers. Comes back to Chapman. Chapman, bucket from three. It's good. Right corner three-pointer by Chapman. His first of the day. And Dakota State has opened up a 72-68 lead. That four-point possession playing huge right now. Feenstra driving in. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Frank and out front O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the left wing. Back to Taylor. Taylor up strong. His good. Taylor Feenstra with 10. And the North College defenders trail 70-72. And we have a pause in the action. 4:57 remaining in regulation. Dakota State with the basketball. Heiser will bring it up. Heiser passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Chapman comes back over to Boomsma. Boomsma back to Chapman. Another three. Missed that one. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the right wing. North College down two. Flips it off to Henriksen. Henriksen, pull up three. Got it. Alec Henriksen with his fourth three. He's got 12. And the defenders lead 73-72, 4:18 remaining. Henriksen hitting a couple of threes, giving North College the lead in the last couple of minutes. Pull back, a step back, three, no good. That time from the top of the key by Kevin Daniels. Here comes North College. Into the front court with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell off balance shot. It's good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point basket. He's got eight. Dort College leads 75-72. Dort College on a 7-0 run. Dakota State basketball, 3:48 remaining. Booms Mowethan. We've got a hold underneath called on Taylor Feenstra. So Feenstra whistled for the personal foul. I believe that's number three on Taylor. No fouls yet. The next one will be the bonus situation for Dakota State. Dort College playing with a three-point lead. They give it to Farquhar. Farquhar, pass into the lane. It's taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a steal. Winterfeld's going to have a nice line by the time this one's done. He's got 13 points currently. Multiple rebounds and steals as well. Henriksen, high post. To Feenstra. Feenstra, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back over to Henriksen. Bang, bang, bang. Five triples for Henriksen. Dort College leads 78-72. Timeout, Dakota State, 3:17 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College enjoying a six-point lead, 78-72. Feel like a couple defensive stops away from maybe finishing this one off. Kevin Daniels with it. He passes out front to Boomsma. Boomsma with the basketball. Boomsma gets it back over to Daniels. Daniels. That goes to Chapman. Chapman shot no good. Farquhar up after it. O'Donnell and Feenstra wrestling for it. The big fella Feenstra comes down with it. Taylor wins the battle that time. 2:43 remaining. Out front is Henriksen. Henriksen to Feenstra. Feenstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Henriksen. They're matching up with him tightly now. Boomsma guarding him. Eight to shoot. Henriksen through the legs. Henriksen's going to fire a three. Oh, my! Three-pointer off the dribble. Crossover. Henriksen. Filthy move that time. Unguardable on that one. Dort College leads 81-72. Back the other way we go, and Dakota State gets a cheapie underneath. Marquise Chapman with a two-point bucket. That ends the run of 13 in a row by the Dort College defenders. Nine of them coming on Alec Henriksen. Three-point baskets. 1:55 and counting. With it out front, Dort College. They get it left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Feenstra. They don't bring the double team. He puts it on the floor. They still don't bring the double team. Out front, O'Donnell. I'd find Henriksen. O'Donnell. Used up his dribble. Gets it to Franken. Franken stripped on the way up. And Dakota State throws it away. Dakota State threw the ball away. The buzzer went. The shot clock. But Dakota State had the ball. It should be Dort College basketball. There is no way. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The buzzer went, but the ball was already secured by Dakota State. There was no shot clock violation. Our officials tonight, Randy Hagedorn, Corey Oldrich, and Sean Johnston. 1:30 and counting. Dakota State basketball. Tanner Heiser taken away by Franken. Franken with a steal. Dort College gets it back. Well, some would say the ball doesn't lie. Henriksen fouled by Heiser. Good grief. That's basic. .120 remaining in regulation. Dakota State trailing Dort College 81-74. And Alec Henriksen to the free throw line. Henriksen with six triples tonight. 18 points, and he swishes that free throw through. Well, you needed somebody to step up and knock down some shots. Dalton Franken did it much of the first half. Marcus Winterfeld took his turn, carrying Dort College with some putbacks. Now Alec Henriksen is going to close with a flurry. 83-72 as he makes both free throws. Dakota State into the front court, Heiser. Heiser with the basketball. Heiser. Out front, guarded by Henriksen. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Dakota State and Daniels. Daniels, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out long. Dakota State comes up with it. Comes back over to Heiser. Heiser guarded by Henriksen. And Dakota State wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Dort College leads by 9. 101 remaining in regulation. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College by 9, Dakota State basketball. With it out front is Daniels. Daniels lost it. It was picked up by Chapman, and now Dort College has it, 54 seconds remaining. Dort College will get an extra guard in the ball game. That'll be Terpstra. They'll send Feenstra to the bench. Got your best free throw shooters on the floor. Winterfeld, the inbound, gets it in to Franken. Franken back to Winterfeld. If I'm Dakota State, that's who I'm fouling. They get it ahead to Henriksen. And Alex Terpstra is going to go to the free throw line as he was fouled in the backcourt. Well, if you're Dakota State, as soon as the freshman gets it, I want him to prove himself. I'd much rather have a freshman at the free throw line than a senior. Let's see if Alex Terpstra can make me look smart. On the floor for the defenders, Franken, Winterfeld, Terpstra, O'Donnell, and Henriksen. That one's too strong. Off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out by Franken. Winterfeld comes up with it. Here's Henriksen, splits the defense. Passes back over to Terpstra. And Henriksen is fouled, and that just might do it. 40.8 seconds remaining. If he makes both of these, it's as much as over. Go up by four possessions, and it gets pretty tough to work out the math. Henriksen, 2 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. 3 for 3. Whale of a second half by Henriksen. 15 points in the second half, and I would dare say 12 of them in the last 4 minutes. Now 13 of them, and the defenders lead by 11, 85-74. Basically a defensive stop away. Heiser driving in. He's going to split the defense, lays it up. Good. Heiser with a 2-point bucket. A little too easy for Heiser that time. He's got 18, and the defender lead is 85-76. 34 seconds remaining. Dort College up 9. Dort College inbounding when we resume play right after this. 85-76. Dort College by 9, leading Dakota State on the road. Dort College inbounding. Winterfeld to throw it in. Still looking, and he's going to call a timeout. Didn't see anything that he liked, so he calls for a timeout. Still 34.2 seconds remaining. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort College is in the double bonus. Dort College will have a length of the floor in front of them. This will be a full-length timeout. We'll be back with more right after this. Winterfeld inbounding the basketball. Gets it into Henriksen, and Henriksen is held on the play. Alec Henriksen to shoot a couple of free throws to try and extend the lead back to 11. Henriksen with 6 3-pointers to go along with 4 free throws. So Henriksen, the sophomore from Spirit Lake, Iowa. First free throw by the righty is up and through. Well, I will say this. I'm happy to see this for Alec, because when I get into work in the morning and he's not in class, he's putting in the time shooting. And it's just good to see the hard work pay off for him early on in the season, at least. He's fouled on the ensuing play after he missed the free throw. And he'll go to the free throw line up 10, 86-76. Those 6 3-pointers by Henriksen. In case you're wondering, double-checking, I don't believe that is a single-game record. I believe Austin Kachi hit 8 in that crazy game with William Penn at the national tournament a couple of years ago. Austin Kachi and Nate Skelhaus both have 8. Henriksen makes both free throws. It's a 12-point lead. Dort College in the driver's seat squarely. 88-76. And now Dalton Franken comes up with it. Dakota State's going to concede. O'Donnell gives it to Henriksen, and Dort College will get a hard-earned road victory over Dakota State. Final score, 88-76, as Dort College runs out the clock. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up, the Wireless World post-game wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders victorious over Dakota State tonight, 88-76. Dort College went from down, looking for it, 72-68. The Defenders were down 4, and that was somewhere around the 5-minute mark. Alec Henriksen had a couple of threes in a run that ended up stretching to 13 points, and that basically put it away for the Defenders, and then free throws at the end. Dort College wins 88-76. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me as the Dort College Defenders get the road victory. And Coach, this one not easy, obviously. A very good Dakota State team that beat Northwestern by 1 last Thursday. They got your full attention, and there were streaks where you were pretty good, and there were streaks where it looks like we've got some growing to do.
Absolutely, Mike. I think the thing that stands out about this game is we surrendered a lead late in the first half. Dakota State made a good charge to tie the game up at half, and we had really played well for the better part of the first half, and we had a chance, I think, to really fold at halftime. We came out in the second half and still weren't great for a while, but I like the determination. I like the way that our older guys helped our younger guys through it. You mentioned some growing pains. We had a little bit of that where there were some inconsistencies, and you know, for the most part, it was the first college game for three guys, and all three of them were instrumental here tonight. All three of them were probably overwhelmed at different parts of the time tonight as well. So it was good to see different people step up. You know, Dalton obviously had a tremendous first half, and he rebounded really well for us down the stretch. Just a solid game, and just great to see him healthy. Just for his sake, it's just great to see him healthy. As much as he's endured and as much time that he's put into rehab, just to have the opportunity to play healthy is great. You know, Alec Henriksen was lights out down the stretch. Just shot the ball well with confidence, and oftentimes you get what you deserve. And the kid puts in a lot of time outside of practice. Came in today, walked in to work and hear the ball bouncing and he's shooting. And so things like that don't happen by mistake. It's not an accident that he has confidence to take tough shots and really deliver for us. So that was really good. I don't know about the stats with regards to our post guys, but I thought that Josh and Taylor and Layton really played well against Kyle Kilgore. You know, he's an All-American coming back, and I thought those guys really collectively held their own and really played inspired tonight. And just nothing I think we would say was beautiful at times, but I do think, Mike, that we really played hard, and I really liked how we came together as a team. During the timeouts, different stops in play, our bench was talking, and our guys were just, they were focused, they had a dialed-in look in their eyes where they were talking to each other instead of just talking. And there is a difference, and when you talk to, there's communication, and I really saw, you know, some earnest efforts to communicate with each other, to take ownership of the situations tonight. And we'll see going forward how that is, but it's great to see that here on the road against a very good team.
What were some of the things that concerned you about this Dakota State team? You mentioned Kilgore, the other kid, Heiser, a great game against Northwestern, shot it well. He had a good first half, but you were able to limit him in the second half.
I thought our guys chased him harder over screens in the second half, and I thought our post guys did a better job of stepping up and really leveling off his attack in the second half better. Taylor Layton and Josh, I thought they were better at that, and that really helped. Obviously, he was a focal point, and Kilgore was. And we needed to do a good job on those two. And for the most part, we did a good job on Kilgore. Heiser still gave us some fits.
Was it a matter of getting adjusted to game speed? Because, let's be honest, played Calvary and you were able to do whatever you wanted to do on Saturday. Was game speed the issue for stretches in the first half? I mean, this is for real now?
It is. There's no question about it. You know, we had a couple scrimmages against some very good Division II schools, and those were eye-opening. This year was eye-opening as well, just being able to defend at a high rate. I thought we did a really good job with the ball screens. You know, you called our games last year, and you saw what a dumpster fire that was at times. And I thought tonight we did a good job with that. Do a few things differently this year, but we still have some inexperience coming out of those ball screens a little bit. And I thought at times we broke down a little bit, but they're correctable things. Marcus was very effective tonight. You know, he rebounded very well, picked up a phantom foul. I think there was some. We like to have played him a little bit more. There was some mix up in the scorebook, but at any rate, he was really, really effective when he was in there. And Van Lingen had some really good minutes for us tonight. You know, and Chad's got tons of potential. He will get better fast, and that's really exciting. So the three of them working out of ball screens is very different than what they probably experienced in the past, and fortunately all three of them are pretty quick learners. I like the leadership, though, of Ellick and Dalton tonight. They were really, really good, and I liked how Andrew was able to come back, Mike, and play a good second half after picking up fouls and only being able to play 4 minutes in the first half.
This weekend, Valley City State and Jamestown, Friday and Saturday. That's always one where we talk about you're going to get challenged, and those are national tournament-type teams. And this was a national tournament team a year ago. You're getting tested right away this first week, three very good teams.
Absolutely, and we're going through the North Star Conference here this week with all three teams being from this conference. You know, our season really went a little sour last year up at Jamestown and Valley City. We played okay, but we didn't play well enough to win. And, you know, I'm not sure that we ever got out of it and recovered. These games this weekend are important for us, and hopefully we have a great home crowd both Friday night and Saturday night to really, really push us along.
Coach, I don't have anything more. Let's call it good for this evening and back to work tomorrow.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks.
That's Coach Ross Dama. Let's take a look at the numbers from the contest tonight. As we are in the Wireless World postgamer app, here we go. The numbers, Dort College 33 of 60 shooting for 55%. 32 of 68 from the floor was Dakota State for 47.1%. Dort College 12 for 21 on threes, 57%, 10 for 14 on free throws. Dakota State, 5 of 13 from the free throw line. They'd like some of those back. They're at 39%. Dort College rebounded Dakota State 39 to 34. Turnovers, Dort College 14, Dakota State had 12. Alec Henriksen, 6 of 8 from the floor, 6 for 7 on threes, 25 points. Dalton Franken had 21 points, 9 for 15 from the floor. He also had 12 rebounds. 13 points for Marcus Winterfeld, 6 of 9 from the floor. Taylor Feenstra had 10 points. 6 for Alex Terpstra, 5 for Josh Van Lingen, 8 for Andrew O'Donnell. For Dakota State, they were led by Kevin Daniels and Tanner Heiser with 18 points apiece. 12 points for Justin Fulkers off the bench. Ian Bars had 7. Brandon Boonsma had 6. 4 for Kyle Kilgore. And 5 for Marquise Chapman. Dalton Franken led Dort College with 12 rebounds. 9 for Marcus Winterfeld. 5 for Josh Van Lingen. For Dakota State, 7 for Ian Bars. 5 for Kevin Daniels. Justin Fulkers also had 5. Andrew O'Donnell credited with 5 assists this evening. Marcus Winterfeld, Dalton Franken, Alex Terpstra had 2. Leighton Sampson had 3. Alec Henriksen had 2 steals. Dalton Franken also had a pair. Marcus Winterfeld had 1 steal and 2 assists. Dakota State goes to 1-1 for the season. Dort College improves to 2-0. So Dort College makes it a sweep at Dakota State. Women win by a final score. Double check that to make sure I give it to you correctly. 76-68. And the Dort College men come away with an 80-76 win in Madison this evening. Dort College women's soccer sees their season come to an end. 3-0, they lose to the Hastings College Broncos in GPAC quarterfinal round play in Hastings. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on ADCR. We'll be back on the air tomorrow evening with Dort College volleyball from Mount Marty, Yankton, South Dakota. Dort College facing the Lancers. That'll be 7:30 start time at the Laddie Semple Arena. For KDDR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.